This is the Reality Check here on Revolution Radio. My name is Nigel Booth, the Reality Coach, and welcome to a really special show today. And you're right, you know, you're probably out there thinking, he always says that, it's a special show. Every single show is special. But today is exciting because we're doing a show that we've never done before. As you know, a couple of weeks ago, we introduced Serena, who is our engagement manager over on the One Tribe Network Reality Check platform. And that's where you can all, guys, you can come and join us on there and continue to connect with us and keep paying it forward when we can and take it back when we need it. But Serena's going to give us a bit of an update in a short while. But as usual, coming to the captain in the chair, how's it going, my friend?
Yeah, it's going good, thank you, Nigel.
You had a good week?
Yeah, I've had a great week, actually. I've been, what have I been up to? I've been out in the garden at the weekend.
Okay.
Amy tasked me with getting all of the ivy off of the fence so it could be painted. Which was quite a task. I was quite enjoying it. And then the spiders, though, Nigel. Like,
wow.
I see some of the biggest spiders that I've ever seen.
I have seen spiders this year. I've never seen them this big.
Mm.
Seriously, big spiders in the house.
I'm not a fan.
I am not a fan. You know, I just shared a quick thing with you. It was only the other night, and Sharon was there. Said, spider, and so
that's your job, is it?
That's my job,
yeah.
Amongst other things, like emptying bins. But I got this glass, put it over the spider, and put a piece of paper underneath it. Honestly, I could feel this spider hitting the paper.
Wow!
It was big. Yes,
yeah.
There's a lot of it happening. So, what else have you been up to? Anything interesting?
Not much, just working. I've had a really good week this week, though. Really productive. Got loads done. Busy at work. Had a few nice meetings with people, catch up, coffee.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, you know, busy.
Something that is going quite strange for us is that we're going to be changing our date and time of when we're going to be broadcasting quite soon. And that's something that you guys just need to keep your ears open. We're going to bring some more information on that in the next few weeks. But there are opportunities where you can be able to phone in, you can get engaged, there's going to have some competitions that you can get involved with, and it's going to be absolutely amazing. And also, it's going to be streamed live. Exciting stuff for the Reality Check. But today, the exciting bit is that we've got Serena, and Serena, just give everybody an update on what's happening on the Reality Check platform.
Yeah, sure. Hi, Nigel. How are everybody? The platform's doing great. It's looking good. Conversations flowing from people and just real conversations, which you miss out on your day to day. So I'd like to thank everybody for joining and whoever's new to the platform and those who are thinking to join, please jump on and get involved.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, today it's another special thing for you.
Yes.
Because you've just jumped on board and taken on this voluntary role of engagement manager.
Yep.
For the platform, which we are eternally grateful for. And it's exciting. But this also is your first interview.
It is.
And you're going to be interviewing Cheryl Douglas. Now Cheryl
Indeed.
Is a transformational women's empowerment coach and mentor.
Correct.
Right across to Serena, who is going to introduce our real special guest today. Serena, over to you.
Thank you, Nigel. Thank you so much. Listeners, I am so excited. Like Nigel said, we're buzzing here in the studio. It's a fantastic energy. I'm so elated to have this guest on today. And I'd just like to thank these guys for giving me the opportunity. Last time I was a guest and this time I'm a presenter. So I'm quite proud of myself, actually, to say. And I hope I do it justice. But today I have a fabulous, fabulous human being who I have the pleasure of knowing. I've had conversations with. And boy, can I tell you, when I've walked away having a I haven't wanted to walk away from the conversation, because she is just that fabulous. And that is Cheryl Douglas. And Nigel did touch on who Cheryl actually is, but we're going to really get into that now. So welcome, Cheryl. Welcome to the studio and welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I am doing absolutely great. Thank you so much, Serena.
No, thank you.
It is an absolute pleasure to be here. Thank you. Thank you, Nigel and Glenn.
Welcome.
You're
so welcome.
The energy in here is indeed, you can cut it with a knife.
That's
right?
What we love. That's what
and
we love.
And I think that is the collective energy That is the collective energy.
We've got a nice crowd going past the window. And even they're feeling the energy, guys, through the window. Can you believe it?
We've got a group going by there cheering us on. Thank you, guys.
So,
all right.
Cheryl, you're first of all, I just have to commend you and just thank you for the conversations we've had so far. It's been so moving. And in our day-to-day lives, sometimes we, you know, cross paths with individuals, and it's just a conversation, it's a tick box exercise, and there's very rare where you get to have a conversation with somebody who actually is having a conversation of substance, where it actually shifts you and your whole viewpoint, and you always have that impact on me, which is why it's such a special interview that we're doing today. So please can you share with our listeners who is Cheryl and what does Cheryl do?
Wow.
That firstly, I know it's a big question, but if you could just paint that picture for us.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for your very, very kind words.
You're welcome.
You know, who is Cheryl? First, yes, I am a transformational women empowerment coach, but I think like everybody else, we are so much more than our titles. That's just a human handle.
For sure.
But, you know, when I connect with people, whether I'm meeting you for the 1500th time or I'm meeting you for the very first time, I see you as a human being.
Yes.
It isn't that I don't care, but I really don't pay attention to where you come from or anything. I see a human being. I see a soul.
And I felt that when we first met.
Well, thank you, because I connect with people on that on that level. And so, yes, you know, I am a mom. That's something that a role that I treasure deeply. I'm a friend, a sister. I'm all those things. But I love connecting with people. And whenever I do, it always seems to happen on a deep enough level.
Yes.
On a deep level. So, as a woman, a transformational woman empowerment coach, basically I help women to reconnect and remember who they truly are.
Now, Cheryl, this fascinating title, it's not something you hear every day. You know, no offense to, you know, the general jobs that are out there, but this is definitely a title this is the first that in my phone book, I can't go through and say, oh, I know 10 transformational women empowerment coach and mentors. You are the first. So can you tell me a little bit about your journey, about getting to this role and what made you do it? And where did it all start from, please?
It has been a journey. I think that's the apt name for it indeed. Yeah. And there are women empowerment coaches out there. It's becoming more and more of a quote unquote thing.
Yes.
Transformational is important to me because it is... I don't think anyone... Well, first of all, let me say, we're all empowered.
For sure.
But we forget that we are.
Yes.
And I do not think that any one of us can get back to our personal empowerment without going through a transformation.
Sure.
Sadly, that is sometimes overlooked or skipped. Because, you know, we live in a society, everybody wants everything done yesterday. It is oftentimes a process of healing.
Wow.
And healing takes time.
Time, for sure.
And not only does it take time, but healing is not linear. It is non-linear. It goes zig and zaggy, you know. And in addition to that, it is layered.
Wow.
And so that whole transformation is a process, and it took me years to sort of, what would I say, recognize and create a process that I myself have been through.
So Cheryl, would you say it's something that you had to do on a personal level first before you thought, right, this is what I want to do for others now?
Every time.
Really?
Every
wow.
time.
Okay.
I think that's the thing with me. There isn't anything that I tell my clients to do that I have not personally been through.
Wow.
It may differ. but I'm not a textbooky coach. You know,
love that.
The coaching in industry is massive and growing exponentially. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. I think there is, it's a massive market. What are there? Probably over 7 billion people on earth. Mm-hmm. We could never run out of people to coach. And I believe that most people need a coach at some point in their lives.
Yeah.
And if not all the time, you know, that doesn't put counseling at risk. It doesn't put therapy at risk. Mm-hmm. They are different things. What I love about coaching is that it moves you forward.
Wow.
It is very future paced.
Mm-hmm.
It does not keep you stuck on a couch forever. It doesn't have you revisiting your mother wound and your father wound and everybody's wound. And I am not dismissing those wounds when I say that.
Yeah.
It recognizes the wounds. It focuses on helping you to see the lessons therein. Helps you with the healing.
Yep.
That's my approach. So you can move on forward and live your life having healed.
Wow.
Now, we're not going to heal everything in one go.
I love that, Cheryl. I've literally got goosebumps right now. Fantastic. Now, with your journey, obviously, you've described that quite well to me. Can you give me a few or something that has really stuck with you in terms of someone you've helped, someone whose journey you've been on together, a success story or something that's really, it's done a 360 for somebody in terms of what you do and what you bring to people?
Wow. So much to draw on. What comes to mind right away for me is the fact that we are way stronger than we think.
Mm-hmm.
And another piece that comes to me as well is that, you know, I saw recently a meme with Robin Williams, and there was a bit about, you know, you never know what someone's, words to these effect, you never know what someone's going through.
Correct.
On a day-to-day basis, so be kind.
Yeah.
And we really don't know people's story.
No.
On some level, we are all wounded.
Yeah.
And I'm not playing into the psychology of the day or the coach speak of the day or trying to frighten people.
Mm-hmm.
The very fact that we have, depending on, well, all societies that we are born into, there is something. Or in most families, you know, most structures within society, something on some level, we all have experienced some wounding. Now, the thing is, two people can experience and have the very same experience, but experience it differently, come out of that very differently.
And react differently.
Yeah. React completely differently.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean one is weak and the other is strong. As I said, I started by saying we are all much stronger than
we think. Wow.
The thing about it is that most of us are still reluctant to reach out for help.
Massively.
When we need it. Women are doing so more and more. I think like 70% of the coaching industry or with people who reach out for coaching, 70% is women.
That's a huge percentage.
It is a huge percentage. And for us women, we have found and are finding our voices increasingly.
Love it.
For men, that's a bit harder.
Mm.
Because society isn't set up in such a way as to honor and celebrate men when they come forward or raise their hands for help, very unfortunately. So that 30%, if not less, would be the men who are brave enough to come forward and seek help. But when I say that at some point in time, most of us would need help, coach, but from a coach. Coaching is also meant to be not a lifetime thing. It addresses the issue
when you need it, as and when you need it.
And
wow.
So you move on. You are not meant to be in coaching
for life.
Ever. For life.
Oh, wow.
For life. Life is for life. Life is to be lived.
Absolutely.
Fully. We are supposed to be the fullest expressions of ourselves. And we can only do that properly and fully and authentically when the healing has taken place.
Wow, love it. What drives Cheryl to do this? Because obviously some things drive us to do things every day, but what drives you to do this amazing, amazing thing you do?
What drives me is that desire, that deep, heartfelt, soul-felt desire to see women, more and more women, standing in their own power, confidently, authentically. In as much as we have come a long way in the last century, there is no denying that.
No way.
There still isn't parity. Mm-hmm. There still is the fact that women aren't necessarily happier. They are not. Even if we're graduating from university in larger numbers, assuming positions in management in larger numbers, still there are gaps. The accomplishment, you know, index for women is really, really very high. But we are still held back by beliefs, limiting beliefs, some of which are historical, some of which are generational, much of which is genetic, cultural. These things still keep us suppressed. And so, yes, we're showing up in suited and booted and all that, but are we showing up as who we really are? And a lot of the times that answer is no, because there is a disconnect. Mm-hmm. There is a disconnect. We still feel that we have to be, we have to prove ourselves. We have to get validation from outside. We have to get approval from outside. What drives me is seeing women not rely on the external for any of those things, but know that they already embody that. And just reconnecting with what is already there, what's already within.
And is it possible, Cheryl, that somebody could be living their whole life and that they actually haven't connected with
most
themselves?
People.
Really?
Most people are living an entire lifetime without making that
and
connection.
Without knowing who they actually really are
who
and what their potential
actually
is.
Are, which is very different from who most of us think we are. Mm-hmm. That is not our true authentic self. And that is what I live for that.
Oh, I love
it. I live for my daughter
purpose.
Most definitely.
Of course.
I also live to see women, and I live for myself too, but
you
I
must,
also
yeah.
live to see women making that connection. You know, that soulful, intuitive connection with who they are and not having to apologize for that, for owning that fully.
Wow, I love it.
That is when we excel.
And I bet you have the most sweetest sleep every night knowing that's the impact you're making.
Totally. Oh. And I'd like to do that even more.
I love it. Absolutely love it. And Cheryl, if you could please advise our listeners how they could get in touch with you and how can they reach out to Cheryl?
Oh, totally. Well, I'll start with my email address. That is Cheryl with a C.
Yeah.
At FemEssence. Mm-hmm. And that's FemEssence. I can do the whole Florida echo, Miami, Miami, echo, Sierra, Sierra, you know, echo,
don't be doing that.
Nancy, Charlie, echo. I can do all of that.
People are going to be scribbling.
But yeah, so you can reach me at Cheryl@FemEssence.com. You can also reach me on Facebook. I'm there as Cheryl Douglas. There are a few of us, but I'm Northampton based.
Fantastic.
And you can also reach me on LinkedIn, where I am also Cheryl Douglas. You would probably on LinkedIn see my business handle as well. And my business is FemEssence.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Cheryl.
I would just like to take this opportunity very quickly before we end the show of saying thank you so much to both of you. Have a fantastic week. I am absolutely lost for words, if I'm being honest with you. We'll talk to you again real soon.